Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Time for a good news story. Juliet Wright is a Brisbane mum who's proven how easy it is to actually make the world a happier place. She's actually supporting the needs of dozens of worthy charities through a little thing that she started up called Give It. And I thought you might like to hear about it, because even if you're not listening to us in Brisbane Online, I think it might just fire up a whole heap of different ideas in our minds. Juliet's with us right now. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Sheridan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time. And you're wanting to take this national as well, aren't you, at some stage?
I am. Well, it is kind of national already.
Uh-huh.
Of the World Wide Web.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's give us the idea then. It's called Give It.
I run a donation portal where I've asked every single charity in Brisbane that I've ever heard of, if you have any item or service that you can't provide your client, put it up on the website, mm-hmm. and I get the community to donate that item.
Give us some examples.
Well, I have had so many. I knew I was onto a winner idea when in the first week, a bike and a baby carriage got donated online.
Okay.
And that got donated within a week, and 2 weeks later I got word from the charity saying that the young woman, had got her child into daycare. She had secured part-time work and she was saving up for a car. So it's just making sure that people don't slip through the gaps because of a charity's inability to actually provide everything for their clients. They can't do that.
Yes. So basically this is a website for charities to look at and find the people who have actually got something worthy to donate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So how did you come up with the idea? Where did you kind of come up with your initial kind of impetus for?
Yeah, it grew really organically. My baby boy got quite fat very fast, and I had a beautiful, beautiful suitcase full of baby clothes that I wanted to donate directly to a charity. I didn't really want to put them in the Lifeline bin down around the corner, so mm-hmm. I rang a couple of charities, and the first charity I rang said, no, we don't need baby clothes. We get the best from Lifeline and Salvos. And I went, oh, that's great. What do you need? Mm. And they said, I rang a few charities. The first charity said that they actually needed sanitary items because they had so many women in the centre, and I went, oh. And I actually got, with my grocery money, a lot of sanitary items.
Right.
And I went, oh, yeah, I really enjoy this. And I rang another charity within that week, and they needed underwear. So I ran an underwear drive, and I realised I actually really loved that.
Mm.
And the charity that made me start the website, I think, was when I rang a woman's shelter with children in it to give the clothes away, and they said, no, we need closed-toe work boots. And I went, what? What do you need closed-toe work boots for? And I decided right there and then I was going to get them. But I said, what do you need them for? And they said, the homeless girl, the children and the mothers are homeless because the fathers can't find work. So if we get the men closed-toe work boots, they can apply for work on the road.
That's great.
Great. So I got a logo together, and then I kind of started the website because I thought, I've exhausted my personal community. I need to get the bigger community involved.
Yeah. So closed-toed work boots, undies and sanitary items, three kind of items you don't normally see donated to the charity bins.
No, not at all.
So you've found out this need and gone out and then basically secured the items that these charities needed. Fantastic. And then you connect. I guess the extra step then is connecting, so it's not just you providing the items, but a whole heap of other people who might happen to have a few pairs of closed taps, boots handy.
I actually, the only thing I have donated through my thing was baby clothes.
Right. There you are.
So I think there's 1,000 items donated so far, and I've only donated one of them. So
yeah. So it's just primarily for people who have things that they can donate, and then the charities who can look at that website and say, well, we'll take that. You don't actually take postings from people in need themselves, right?
No. We directly work with the charities. Because of the Privacy Act, the donators aren't allowed to meet the recipients as well. I think that's why it's never been done before. There's kind of a few legal loopholes I've managed to get around.
Okay, right, there you are. Okay, we're talking to Juliet Wright from giveit.com. No, it's .org.au, isn't it? Giveit.org.au. This is Open House across the nation. It's a wonderful idea, basically a website with people who have got something to donate, and charities then can go and say, well, we'll take that because we've got a client who actually needs it. So what kind of things are you needing right now, or do you know that the charities need right now?
Well, on the top of the list today, I was looking, there's a bike for a 13-year-old and a scooter for a 7-year-old because there's two African refugee children who are walking over half an hour to school each day. Mm. And that charity can't provide a scooter and a bike to every single child that is in need through that charity. We've had some unusual ones come up. But recently we had some international phone cards come up for some abused immigrant women, and the men were really using isolation as a form of power. And so the charity couldn't provide an international phone card to all the women that require it, but through GiveIt they can. They can access these things. So it's working really well. I know we've had some quirky stuff up there, but all of them have to be essential items or things that are really going to raise people out of poverty. So as long as a charity works with someone who's impoverished or marginalised or vulnerable, they can put it up on GiveIt.
Yes, okay. So either people who've got something to donate can put it up on the website, or the charities, like you just said there, can actually go on the line and say, well, we need books, or we need some actual phone cards or something like that. What about a boxing bag and gloves
I know. Well, you might be an angry young man. They're worried about him. You might need an outlet. But these charities, they're really clever. They don't ask the miscellaneous stuff. Sometimes I ring them up and go, what?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just because I'm curious.
Yeah, that's great. Well done. And I hope it really does to get out there, and we'll certainly be part of promoting it for you since it's a non-profit organisation. GiveIt.org.au, and it doesn't have the E in it, so it's GiveIt.org.au. GiveIt.org.au. All the best with it, Juliet. Thanks for your time. Yeah, all the best.
Thank you.
It's a great idea, isn't it? I love talking to folks who come up with these kinds of great ideas to see that there's actually a niche there with a need in the community, and it's a whole bunch of people over on this side of the community that actually have the answer. Let's try and bring them together. GiveIt.org.au is the website.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.